From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. Today, divers in Minnesota suspended their search of the Mississippi River for victims of this week's bridge collapse. As President Bush visited the site to offer words of support, the official death toll remained at 5. Authorities believe there may be 8 or more people still missing. As the investigation continues into what caused Interstate 35W to collapse, more questions are being raised about what the state of Minnesota did over recent years to monitor and repair structural problems with the bridge. NPR's David Shaper reports from Minneapolis.
The search and recovery operation has been slow and methodical. Divers are battling swirling underwater currents and tons of steel and concrete debris as they feel their way into submerged cars in the grim search for remains. But the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office says dives were suspended today because moving and shifting debris made them too dangerous. Sheriff Rich Stanek describes what it sounds like.
You can hear bridge structure wavering, moving, creaking. It's not a pleasant sound, and you know the divers certainly take notice of that.
One thing helping the divers is the drought here, meaning the Mississippi's water level is much lower than normal. Also, the steel arch truss design of the bridge helped reduce the number of fatalities. Structural engineers say the steel that supports the bridge was all underneath the bridge instead of above it, as in more traditional bridge designs. That, engineers say, kept steel from falling down and crushing cars. Meantime, President Bush visited the site of the bridge collapse today and met with families of victims.
On behalf of the citizens of America, I bring prayers and from the American people to those who've suffered loss of life.
The president also met with first responders and some of the heroic citizens who took immediate action to rescue those who plunged down with the bridge. And President Bush pledged federal funding to rebuild the bridge.
People count on this bridge and this highway system to get to work.
Minnesota's Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty and his State Department of Transportation remain on the defensive today over reports the bridge was deemed structurally deficient years ago, but that over the years, repairs were piecemeal. State transportation officials acknowledge that last year, an outside consultant recommended an expensive fix, steel plating to reinforce areas that had cracked and fractured, but they deny that a lack of funding led them to decide not to do that. For his part, Pawlenty says experts he relies on assured the bridge was safe.
Now, this bridge was fit for service, and we now know it wasn't. So now we have to ask the tough questions and get the answers as to what went wrong.
Pawlenty says investigators will get to the bottom of what caused the bridge to collapse and urges that they be given the time to do just that before rushing to judgment. But around Minneapolis, anger is growing that this is something that should never have happened, starting with Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak.
Beneath the surface is an ongoing outrage that mayors and I around the country have been calling attention to infrastructure. And to see this collapse is an outrage.
But others caution it is too soon to begin to assign blame. They say right now Minnesotans still need time to grieve and to heal. David Shaper, NPR News, Minneapolis.